Jan Achenet's vivid account of that night of the murder appears in the Birmingham Post on the 25th of May 1957, 5 weeks or so after the incident itself. After reading it, I become fascinated by the late appearance of this key witness and curious about his own backstory. Who is he? The newspaper report says he was in a Nazi internment camp during the war, so had he been a member of the Czech resistance or serving with the Allies? Was he given protection here after his homeland slipped behind the Iron Curtain? And what had brought him to Whalley Woods, of all places, on that night of the murder? The name Achenet yielded nothing on an internet search, but maybe the reporter had misspelt his name, or phoneticised it for an English readership. I decide to ask my Czech friend, Marty.
So I would say, in a Czech way, it's Achenet, but the surname Achenet, it's very unusual. And when I was looking into like where the people live at the moment with this name, it's very much around the area of Moravia, which is Brno, or the east of Czech Jihlava.
And sure enough, with a slightly different spelling, his name does appear in an official Czech document, Kniha Patrani, intercepted and published on a CIA webpage.
Kniha, it's a book, and Patrani, it's research. It's like a little brochure which was published by the Ministry of National Security, basically given to all the police people to have like a database of people who are being searched for.
Jan Achenet is on a wanted list published by the STB, the Czech Secret Service. Given the apparent rarity of his name and the year of birth, 1913, this is almost certainly the same man. The search book was published in January 1951 and indicates that it had been arrested twice by the STB for undisclosed actions or crimes in 1948 and 1950. An equivalent document from 1964 shows us that he is still at that point a wanted man, 7 years after his appearance in Whalley Woods. But why? Is he a spy for the West? A political agitator? Or criminal? Why is Jan in the park when Fred is attacked? How come his story is conveniently made public a week before the inquest? If he is who he is, a wanted man, a spy even, why would he use his real name in the press? Unless, of course, it isn't his real name. The story of Fred Jeffs starts as bungled domestic robbery, becomes the subject of gangland hit in a potential turf war, and morphs into, what, a tale of international espionage? Which may seem far-fetched, but there is something of the Jan story which takes me full circle to where the mystery of Fred Jeffs began for me. When I first learned that Fred had been in the same Stalag as his older brother Doug, my granddad. Fred, whose secretive behaviour was said to be at odds with that of his fellow prisoners of war. Fred, who would disappear during Allied bombing raids on the camp. Whose journey on the notorious death march out of Poland will have taken him by strange coincidence through Jan's homeland, Moravia. Fred, who came into money straight after the war. In the short and remarkable life of Fred Jeffs, there is a strange and tenuous connection between Fred himself and Jan Achenet. Two former prisoners of war caught up in the chaos. Young men transplanted east and west across a divided Europe. But in our story, how much further can the net be cast?